Joining us now, former Toronto Blue Jay, Greg Zahn. Hey, man, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. What are you up to?
Well, just getting my day started.
How's your family, by the way? You got a young one, right?
Yeah, she's doing great. Getting big. Should be walking around here pretty soon.
Yeah, she was cute as a button. Saw you with her on television the other day, and I thought to myself, well, good for that guy. Sticks, because I've got five kids, and I thought to myself, a guy who's as busy as you to say, hey, let's start a family. I mean, that is something.
Well, it was. I got a little bit of a late start in life, but it's a lot of fun. She's a joy.
Yeah, she looks cute. Listen, thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. And watching the game yesterday, we've talked about it a few times. Boy, I tell you, these 8-5 nail biters, and they somehow still are nail biters, are starting to get to us. And I know they are with John Gibbons as well. Are they getting to you?
Yeah, it's tough to watch, but they don't surprise me a whole lot. It's just one of those things. Like, you know, the fan base gets fickle sometimes. You know, one good game by a starting pitcher, and it's like, oh hey, we're going to the World Series, and then all of a sudden. And there's the problem with the bullpen, and the team won't swing the bats well one day, and they don't score 8, and then they lose, and they think, oh well, there's something wrong there too. And I'm like, come on, it's just one of it is what it is. You look at the personnel, and by this time in the season, you can pretty well tell what you're dealing with. And they knew they had a closing problem. Try to go ahead and get by without going out and finding a closer, and it's evident that they need somebody. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Brett Cecil, but his stuff just isn't set up to be a closer, and it's going to become evident, and the word's out on him now. He just doesn't command his fastball, so there's no respect there for that. And if you're not going to respect the fastball, it makes the breaking ball a heck of a lot less effective. And that's why I'm always harping on fastball command, because even if you're Mark Burley and you throw 83 miles an hour, if you command your fastball and you make him respect it and you get him into hitter mode, it makes the off speed stuff better. It makes it effective. You have to have a fastball, and you have to be able to command it in order to make all the off-speed stuff effective.
Greg, after last night's performance, is Osuna now the closer of this team, at least for the time being?
Well, he's probably not going to throw. He's probably not going to be available tonight or tomorrow now because he threw 30-some-odd pitches. It was a six-out save. So, he had my vote early yesterday when we talked on the program about it, and I knee jerk react to who do I want. Well, I always forget when I watch this kid that he's 20 years old because he's got such a polished delivery. But it's not surprising at all because he's been pitching some pretty seriously competitive professional baseball since he was 16 years old in Mexico. And and a lot of people who have never been exposed to the winter leagues in Latin America, they have no idea how sensational it is, how intense it is, and how a lot of these guys from Latin America actually will tell you that it's more nerve-wracking than pitching in the big leagues. The fans are ravenous, absolutely ravenous. I played in Venezuela and Puerto Rico, and I remember we lost game 6 of a 7-game series to Caracas, and we had construction workers throwing tools at us from 20 floors up. I'm not kidding. People hanging off the side of a bus swinging broomsticks at us.
Yeah, they love their baseball. They're really passionate about it. But it goes to show too, and you bring up a good point. As young as he is, he's obviously pitched. And if he's pitching in series where people are throwing wrenches at him, he's probably got some life experience that goes beyond those years.
Yeah, and he's got a repeatable delivery. It's smooth. He has a feel for throwing the baseball. He's got the fastball changeup. He doesn't need a whole lot more than that combination, because he throws so hard and there's such a disparity between the velocities. I mean, it's it's 10 to 13, sometimes 15 miles an hour between the changeup and the fastball, and that's plenty. That's premium. All he's got to do is just, you know, compared to what he did last night, is just calm down, spot that fastball a little bit, and you see the life. I mean, he was throwing, you know, belt high and up to these guys, and there's just so much life on that heater. They couldn't catch up, and that's what a closer is. A closer is a guy that can come in and not let anybody put the ball in play. That's, you don't want the ball put in play in the ninth inning. It too many bad things can happen when people put the ball in play. That's why you'll never hear me say that it's okay for a guy to strike out 200 times, unless, of course, he's hitting 40 or 50 home runs. There's just too many bad things that can happen when you put it in play. Make the defense catch the ball and throw it across the diamond. But Osuna right now, for me, when I look down there and I ask myself, who's got the best fastball, who's got the best fastball command, and who's got a secondary pitch to go with it that can be thrown for strikes, it's him. And typically, in today's day and age, you know, the way they protect these kids, the way they coddle them, I don't want a 20-year-old pitching premium innings. It's too stressful on the arm, but this guy, I think, has maturity beyond his years because of his experience in Mexico.